email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, the Gallagher brothers are in the news. Oasis are back together. They're coming to Croke Park. But Noel Gallagher has a longer relationship with Croke Park than you might know of. He played there back in 1983. I didn't even know he played GAA, but we unearthed it. An interview we did with Joe Dermody from the Cork Examiner talking about his GAA career.
I did play, yeah, but see, there's a picture of me somewhere scoring a point.
Yeah.
I've seen the picture, but I haven't seen it for years. It's in a best. I know it exists.
Yeah,
I was in a Gaelic football team in Manchester.
Mm. Yeah, he was. He was. He was with Oisín GAA in Manchester, and they came on tour of sorts. And they took on Kilmacud Crokes back in 1983. And Martin Logan is the Oisín GAA Manchester Life President, and he joins us now on the line. How are you doing, Martin?
I'm great, Ray, and lovely to be on the show with you. How are you doing?
Great talking to you. That's not a Manchester accent at all.
No, that's a Galway accent, but would you believe I've only been here since 1963, so I'm still learning my way around.
You've done the maths on that. That's 61 years, is it?
Something like that.
Wow, 61 years. So you were coming into Oisín GAA Manchester, and were both of the Gallagher brothers members of the club at the time?
Oh, they were very much members of the club and very good lads at the time. And of course, Gaelic football, very strong in Manchester, still is, but of course that time. And Oisín GAA Club, of course, one of the oldest clubs in Britain. And the Gallagher lads came along and joined the club, and they played for about 5 years with the club.
Aha. I'm looking at the strip here. It's a blue and white. The blue is not dissimilar to the Man City blue.
No.
Where did they play? What position?
I would say Noel was very much like a stylish player.
Right.
He liked playing in the forward line. So he was always like either a left half forward or a right half forward. He was always a very tricky, stylish player that could take scores from any angle. And Liam was more of a midfielder, hard worker, I would say.
Okay, right. And he, of course, he's the taller of the two.
He was indeed. Yeah, he was indeed.
And what do you know of this trip to Croke Park in 1983? No.
Well, this trip in 1983 was, we had a secretary at our club at that time, God rest him, Andy O'Dwyer. And Andy was very much involved in previous trips to Ireland with Oisín GAA teams, going to different parts of Ireland, playing various clubs over there. And then in them days, of course, they'd invite the club back next year. If it was Galway, some club in Galway, they'd come back to Manchester. Anyway, in 1983, Andy had a contact with Kilmacud Crokes, and between them, they arranged this challenge match for Oisins to come and play Kilmacud Crokes at Croke Park. And would you believe they ran out that day to the sound of the national anthem when they ran on to Croke Park. Now, Paddy Johnson, a great Offaly man, was manager of the Oisín GAA team at the time, and Paddy himself played for Offaly back in the day, but he had arranged for the Oisín lads to get some top class coaching from Richie Connor, who was an All-Ireland winner with Offaly. Of course, Offaly had a fantastic team back in them times.
Yes. And of course, it won't be lost on the Gallagher brothers that Mayo have been so close and yet so far away for so long. And it's still 1951 since the last won the All-Ireland football final. But it will be a sort of triumphant return, I suppose, for Mayo men to Croke Park. They're doing two nights in Croke Park, Martin. That's 160,000 people. That's mad, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely mad. Absolutely mad. And of course, they've got great Mayo connections with their mum, coming from Charlestown and all that. But, I'll tell you what, and I believe they're going to do one here in Manchester as well, at Heat and Power.
I'm wondering, so they probably would have travelled by bus, would they, and the ferry then when they came over?
Well, that was the way it was that time. Oisín's used to arrange a coach and take all the underage teams and their parents and whoever wanted to go and make it a big week or a big weekend off to Ireland. So, yes, there were travelling Walls coaches that time, because Oisín's used to use John Walls coaches, a great Irishman here in Manchester back in the day. and his coaches would take the teams over to Ireland and back again.
Now, I'm doing the maths on it. So Noel would have been 17, 18. Liam didn't travel on that occasion. I'm wondering, was he singing on the bus? Because I travelled to sporting events when I was a kid, and we were always singing "We Will Rock You" at the back of the bus. We thought we were very cool. I'm wondering, was Noel leading the sing-song on the bus on the way over?
Well, I'd say he probably was there or thereabouts. And would you believe, I've heard so many stories about that trip, because, of course, at our club meetings down the years, and Paddy Johnson and all these people be talking about that great weekend. And looking back on it now, of course, the Gallagher lads were just like any other lads
yes,
in them
yeah,
times.
Course,
but
yeah,
now looking back on it, it means so much more, I suppose.
Mm. And, of course, he's a well-known Man City supporter. Is Noel
he is.
In particular? Yes.
Yeah. Noel is very much here on other radio stations here talking about Man City.
He's
the season ticket holder there or whatever.
And have they ever returned to the club, Oisin's, since they hit the big time?
Well, actually, Oisin's built a lovely clubhouse in Didsbury. And when we were celebrating our 100th anniversary of the club, Oisin GAA Club's 120 years now. But when we were celebrating our 100 years in 1994, we put a book together. And the Gallagher lads were very, very helpful at that time with photographs and different stuff. But you know what they are like. They're always very busy, and it was difficult to get them.
Yeah,
but
they have still
ties and so on with the club.
Yeah. It's going to be big for them and for their mother as well, for them to be playing at Croke Park. Because I remember when Noel was on the Late Late Show here, he said the only reason he did it was because of his mother, very close to his mum. Martin Logan, life president of Oisin GAA in Manchester. Thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. Thanks, Martin.
Cheers, Ray. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.